Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. The Capital Region Furniture Bank aims for all individuals and families to have the furniture necessary to create a safe and secure environment that contributes to their health and well-being. Their mission is to recycle gently used furniture by collecting it from the community and giving it to individuals and families moving out of homelessness and fleeing domestic violence, as well as countless others struggling to make ends meet. This morning, we meet two of the folks behind this incredible program. Liz Hitt joins us, Executive Director of the Homeless and Travelers Aid Society, the sponsoring organization of the Capital Region Furniture Bank. She is best suited. She is here to frame the larger issue of homelessness in the Capital Region and how the various social service organizations are starting to work together to address the issue. And Pete Newkirk is here. He is a longtime board member of the Homeless and Travelers Aid Society and a volunteer working to develop the warehouse, which houses the Furniture Bank and the Albany Backpack Food Program. And it's a great pleasure to have you both with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. So, Liz, give us a sense of how all this came to be.
So, Hattis is involved within the homeless continuum upon several levels. One level, we serve as the homeless hotline. So what that means is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we get calls from homeless households in crisis, and we help them find shelter and food and clothing. But on top of that, we also help them find a permanent, affordable place to live. So hundreds of households across Albany County and the Capital Region, not just Hattis, of course, working to solve the homeless problem. Here's where the Furniture Bank comes into play. So homeless households move out of shelter. They're so excited. They move into that new apartment. They open the door, and it's empty. There's right. No furniture inside. So as soon as they have solved one problem, they've come into another problem. And so I think that's where we really thought this type of program could benefit them. And not just here within Albany. I think what's important about this program, it's a partnership. It crosses county lines. Many nonprofits like Hattis have this same problem. We all bump into this concern. So we're all serving homeless households. We're all trying to find them a place to live. But then once they find that place to live, we're all trying to solve the same problem. How do we furnish that unit? So I think what's exciting to me and the board about this furniture bank, it attempts to solve a system-wide problem in a simple way that's both holistic and fiscally sound. And just to highlight that it's not just Hattis. It's a partnership with Catholic Charities, St. Catherine's Center for Children, Unity House. Those partners are going to be key to our success.
When it comes to this idea of a warehouse, Pete, it's people then who are in the scenario was just mentioned where you're walking into a place, they can then go to the warehouse and ideally, depending on how well you're stocked, pick out what they want for their home.
That's exactly right. And what our volunteers have attempted to do is to make it kind of a shopping experience.
Yeah.
So that they can come in and they have to be referred by another social services organization so that the referral's in place. Typically, the case manager or the navigator will accompany them to the warehouse. And then they're matched up with a volunteer, and the volunteer will take them around and let them basically shop. They say, you need a sofa? Do you find one that you like? And that will tag it. We need a chair, we'll tag it. Household items, they can actually go and collect what they need in terms of bedding, silverware, and so on. And the other good thing about what I think we're doing is that we're actually able to deliver it. You know, some of the other organizations that we've seen in the past, you could come in and do this. You could pick the items out that you wanted, but then you were responsible for getting it back to your apartment.
Right.
And we looked at that and said, well, geez, how's that going to happen? These folks don't have cars, they don't have trucks, a lot of them don't have licenses. How are they going to get it back? And so one of the things that we're going to do is to actually deliver it to the individuals.
So it seems like we have before us two missions. One in this segment, in this time that we have together, is one, let people know that this program exists and talk about its importance to our community. And the other is, I assume you need a lot of furniture.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The need is a lot more severe than I thought it was originally when we were trying to get this thing set up. But, you know, you talk to Catholic Charities and you talk to St. Catherine's and the number of families that they have been working with over the past, it's significant. And so that we are going to need a lot of furniture.
So if I have a couch, I have a chair, and as you, the term I believe you use is gently used, so something that is still in working order, that it would be appropriate, you don't want, you know, things that should be going to the landfill or the dump, right?
Exactly.
So then I contact you, and then what happens from there? How does that work?
Now, typically what we would ask is that you would, we have a hotline phone number, and the number is 612-BANK, and so that you could call that number.
And many times, area code, yeah.
518-612-BANK, and you leave a message, and one of our volunteers will get back to you, basically to talk to you about what you have, because there are some things that we don't want. You know, we don't want appliances, and we, you know, there's certain items that are just too big that just we just are not equipped to handle. But we, you know, we need dressers, we need beds, we need chairs, we need end tables, and so on. And we'll talk you through it to say, because we want to be able to collect what we need that we can redistribute, and we don't want to be the halls all for the
right.
folks who are trying to get rid of some stuff too.
Right.
And it's a gentle thing to say, this is what we need and this is what we'd like, and if you have it, we'd love to come get it.
Sure.
And we will.
We're talking about the work of the Homeless and Travelers Aid Society and the Capital Region Furniture Bank. Liz is the executive director of Hattis. How does this fit into your overall mission?
So Hattis is... Our mission is to end homelessness here within Albany County and within the Capital Region. But I think we all know that's a complex problem. Several gears all turning at the same time have to work in sync in order to solve homelessness. And I think essentially we can't do that as a standalone agency. There are a lot of great agencies out there. We're thrilled to partner with each of them. But on that individual agency level, it's tough to solve this type of problem. It's a problem that we all encounter. So I think through the Furniture Bank, we've been able to address a small slice of the homeless pie through this type of partnership and opportunity to work with other agencies. Cross county lines, that's something else that we don't do very often. It's just the nature of how things are structured. So Hattis very committed to that. Hattis is bored. This program, it's been a leap of faith. It's an interesting model in terms of program. There's very little revenue, and it's mostly expenses. So you've got to have a truck. You've got to have a warehouse.
Right.
So that's when, truth be told, Pete came up with the idea of partnerships and thought about going out to other agencies and making them partners in this. And so they contribute to the bank. But then we also solve a problem for them. All of us as nonprofits have donors calling us. And they'll say, we've got some furniture, can we donate it? But most agencies aren't able to come and pick stuff up. So we've got agencies out there frustrated by these calls. Now these agencies just refer them to the bank. So that solved another problem. None of us want donors frustrated.
Sure.
So again, I think Hattis thrilled to be part of this because it solves several different problems, some large, some small. These solutions benefit consumers, agencies, and donors. And we all want happy donors.
I love the idea of partnerships and how important it is for groups to work together, because you really are. You're all on the same page in this.
Man.
Yeah. So I assume it's not a tough sell when you go to another agency and say, Let's look at this.
Typically, it's not, except, you know, what we're looking for, though, is some kind of financial support from our partner agencies.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not a lot, but it is some. And we think it's a great idea because, you know, we have the same needs. And so the idea was to say, let's share the resource, but then share the expense. And we've been told by some of the other corporate donors, some of the important corporate donors in the region, to say, why don't you guys get together? You're all trying to do wonderful work, but it's all separate. Isn't there a way to develop this synergy between organizations? And I think that this one's a good one because everybody's looking for the warehouse space, looking for the furniture. And here we are. We're there to serve the community and all of the other social service agencies that are involved with the homeless issue.
Where does the Traveler's Aid part come in to your mission?
So HADIS, that's also known as the Homeless and Traveler's Aid Society, we've been here in Albany within the area since 1924. But since 1983, we've been the go-to place for homeless households. So we're one of the primary points of entry for all homeless households, not just here within Albany, but within the entire region. And as resources started to dwindle over the last few years, more and more people called us for assistance. So while we primarily work within Albany, we'll help people wherever they are. Travelers, that harks back several years when people used to be stranded as they were traveling through Albany.
Yes. So somewhat of an antiquated term, but the spirit is still there of helping people who are in transit in some way, shape, or form, and those, of course, who are homeless from there.
Well, and I think that we still like the term travelers because we consider the people that we serve our partners. And we're all just fellow travelers on this road together. Some of us are housed and many of us are not. Some of us have furniture, some of us don't. And we work in partnership with the people we serve. We don't tell people where to go. We ask them where they want to go. And then we help them hopefully get to that destination. And we consider ourselves just fellow travelers on this same road together. So I think it's something that we've attached ourselves to. And over the years, while we've thought about dropping that part of the name,
right.
I think it suits what we're doing.
Well, and as an acronym, HADIS sounds better than HAS.
True.
Not as good as Hades.
yeah, that too. Right. Ooh. Absolutely. Yeah, there's that as well. Well, to find out more information and to learn more, you can go to HADIS.org, HATAS.org, HATAS.org, and find out more information. As Pete mentioned, there is the warehouse number as well, which is 518-612-BANK, 518-612-BANK, the numbers being 2265. Liz Hitt is the executive director of HADIS. Pete Newkirk is a board member. I thank both of you for being with us and sharing the important work that you're doing in our community. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.